Peace be with you. I am Bennett Davidian, and I welcome you to this program. Nowhere in the New Testament is there any mention of the Essenes. The word Essenes does not even appear in the Bible. At no time is the official church mentioned, explained, or recognized the Essenes, nor the connection to the Master Jesus or the belief system named Christianity which followed his appearance. Yet in 1947, certain scrolls were discovered at the site of Qumran near the Dead Sea. These scrolls pointed to the existence of a sect known by the name of the Essene Brotherhood, which lived before, during, and after the time of Christ, and which was intimately connected to Jesus and the ideas he preached. The discovery of these writings dating back to the time of Christ is shaking the very foundations of Christianity and shedding new light on this man known as Jesus of Nazareth. The Essene view of nature, of man, of God, and reality is quite different from what is presented in the New Testament. And there is something that most people do not know and should know, and that is the fact that the New Testament was not written during the time of Christ, but many years after his disappearance. Therefore, what we have as the Gospel of Christianity, as the official version, is not necessarily historically or spiritually complete. And a second thing which most people do not know is the fact that the New Testament was edited 300 years after the disappearance of Christ at the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD. So what we read today is dependent on what was changed and modified at that council to suit the purposes of the church of that time. The text of this cassette is from Book 2 of the Essene Gospel of Peace, discovered and translated by Edmund Bordeaux Seke nearly 20 years prior to the Dead Sea Scrolls discovery. Since then, the Essene Gospel of Peace has been translated into over 20 languages and is one of the most extraordinary works in history. I would like to dedicate this reading to the original Essenes and to Edmund Bordeaux Seke, who translated these works from the original Hebrew and Aramaic texts and who devoted his life to living and teaching this precious legacy. Before reading to you from the Essene Book of Revelations and the Sevenfold Peace of the Essenes, I'd like to say a few words about Edmund Bordeaux Seke, this remarkable man who made this material available to us. He was way ahead of the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls, for those scrolls were discovered in 1947. Yet in the 1920s, Edmund Bordeaux Seke had already discovered proof of the existence of the Essenes and translated their scriptures through a dedicated, single-minded search that finally gave him access to the secret archives of the Vatican. Edmund Bordeaux Seke was a man of many talents. The grandson of Alexander Seke, eminent poet and Unitarian Bishop of Cluj, he was a descendant of Choma de Kourouş, the philologist who over 150 years ago compiled the first grammar of the Tibetan language and wrote his unsurpassed work, Asiatic Researches. Dr. Bordeaux earned his PhD degree from the University of Paris and other degrees from the universities of Vienna and Leipzig. He also held professorships of philosophy and experimental psychology at the University of Cluj, and he was a well-known philologist in Sanskrit, Aramaic, Greek, and Latin, and spoke 10 modern languages. In 1928, he co-founded the International Biogenic Society with Nobel Prize-winning author Romain Rolland. His most important translations, in addition to selected texts from the Dead Sea Scrolls and the Essene Gospel of Peace, are selected texts from the Zend Avesta and from pre-Columbian codices of ancient Mexico. He has written over 80 books in philosophy and ancient cultures. The International Biogenic Society is now under the direction of his successor, Norma Bordeaux Seke, who with dedication and love carries on the work. Ms. Seke publishes Dr. Seke's books and continues the communal activities of the IBS by presenting periodic seminars in the Essene way. So both these remarkable people deserve thanks for this very beautiful body of literature. Now, who were these Essenes? We are not too sure of their origins, although discoveries suggest that they existed for a very long time as a brotherhood. Remnants of their teachings appear everywhere, in ancient Persia, in India, in Egypt, Tibet, Palestine, and Greece. The purest form of the teachings was discovered in the Dead Sea region in Palestine and at Lake Mareotis in Egypt. In Palestine and Syria, they were known as Essenes, and in Egypt as Therapeutae, or healers. Edmund Bordoseke speaks of the Essene Brotherhood in the introduction of Volume 3 of the Essene Gospel of Peace. He writes, "The Essenes lived on the shores of lakes and rivers, away from cities and towns, and practiced a communal way of life, sharing equally in everything. They were mainly agriculturists and arboriculturists, having a vast knowledge of crops, soil, and climatic conditions, which enabled them to grow a remarkable variety of fruits and vegetables in comparatively desert areas and with a minimum of labor. They had no servants or slaves, and were said to have been the first people to condemn slavery both in theory and practice. There were no rich and no poor amongst them, both conditions being considered by them as deviations from the law. They established their own economic system based wholly on the law and showed that all man's food and material needs can be attained without struggle through knowledge of the law. They spend much time in study both of ancient writings and special branches of learning, such as education, healing, and astronomy. They were said to be the heirs of Chaldean and Persian astronomy and the Egyptian arts of healing. They were adept in prophecy, for which they prepared by prolonged fasting, and in the use of plants and herbs for healing man and beast, they were likewise proficient. They lived a simple, regular life, rising each day before sunrise to study and commune with the forces of nature, bathing in cold water as a ritual, and donning white garments. After their daily labor in the fields and vineyards, they partook of their meals in silence, preceding and ending them with prayer. In their profound respect for all living things, they never touched flesh foods, nor did they drink fermented liquids. Their evenings were devoted to study and communion with the heavenly forces. Their way of life enabled them to live to advanced ages of 120 years or more, and they were said to have marvelous strength and endurance. In all their activities, they expressed creative love. Records of the Essene way of life have come down to us from the writings of their contemporaries: Pliny, the Roman naturalist; Philo, the Alexandrian philosopher; Josephus, the Roman historian; Solanius and others spoke of them variously as a race by themselves, more remarkable than any other in the world. The oldest of the initiates, receiving their teaching from Central Asia, teaching perpetuated through an immense space of ages, constant and unalterable holiness. Some of the outer teachings is preserved in Aramaic text in the Vatican in Rome. Some in Slavic text was found in the possession of the Habsburgs in Austria and said to have been brought out of Asia in the 13th century by Nestorian priests fleeing the hordes of Genghis Khan. Dr. Seke also writes in his book, The Discovery of the Essene Gospel of Peace, "They sent out healers, and one of these was Jesus the Essene. He walked among the sick and the troubled, and he brought them the knowledge they needed to cure themselves. Some who followed him wrote down what passed between him and those who suffered and were heavy laden. The elders of the Brotherhood made poetry of the words and made unforgettable the story of the healer of man, the Good Shepherd. And when the time came at last for the brothers to leave the desert and go to another place, the scroll stayed behind as buried sentinels, as forgotten guardians of eternal and living truth. A dark age began, a time of savagery, of barbarism, of book burning, of superstition and worship of empty idols. The gentle Jesus was lost forever in the image of a crucified God. The Essene brothers hid their teachings in the minds of the few who could preserve them for their descendants, and the scrolls of healing lay neglected beneath the shifting shadows of the desert."